For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House rejecting an effort to stop the war on a vote of 219 to 212, lawmakers voting down a war powers resolution one day after the Senate rejected a similar measure. The resolution would have limited President Trump's power to continue combat operations. It would also require, would have required, any hostilities be authorized by Congress. When it comes to Iran's next supreme leader, President Trump wants to have a say in the matter. Greg Clugston has more.
Speaking to the Axios and Reuters news outlets, the president said he has to be involved in the appointment, like he was with the leader in Venezuela. He said he would refuse an Iranian leader who would continue the same policies, and he ruled out the son of the late Ayatollah, calling him a lightweight. The Pentagon has denied that the goal of the war against Iran is regime change, so the president's comments may raise more questions about the military campaign's objective. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has fired Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Here's Bernie Bennett.
President Donald Trump says he's replacing embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and will nominate in her place Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Trump made the announcement on social media Thursday, 2 days after Noem faced a grilling on Capitol Hill from GOP members as well as Democrats. Mr. Trump says he'll make Noem a, quote, special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative that he said would focus on the Western Hemisphere. Noem is the first cabinet secretary to leave President Trump's second term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Postmaster General David Steiner says the Postal Service on track to run out of cash within a year unless Congress lets it borrow more. Steiner says that means workers would not be paid, but with potentially dire consequences for mail delivery. This is SRN News. Luxembourg enshrines abortion. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The small European nation has voted to add the so-called right to an abortion to its constitution, making it only the second country in the world to do so, following France. Luxembourg is a constitutional monarchy, but the monarch has very little power. In fact, when Grand Duke Henry opposed the law allowing physician-assisted suicide in 2008, the legislature of Luxembourg passed laws to reduce his power to little more than a rubber stamp. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israelis continue to celebrate the Jewish holidays, even as the war continues. This week, celebration of Purim, which is usually marked by street parades and costume parties, featured activities primarily inside bomb shelters. In Tel Aviv, people of all ages wearing costumes did stream into a mall's underground parking lot. This is SRN News. Stocks dropping Thursday. Here's Bob Agnew.
The S&P 500 fell 0.6% of its value on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly dropped more than 1,100 points before finishing with a loss of 784. The NASDAQ Composite slipped by 0.3%. The losses come as financial markets around the world keep following the cue of the oil markets. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses at the end of trading. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, the Trump administration following through with its threat to designate artificial intelligence company Anthropic as a supply chain risk in an unprecedented move that could force other government contractors to stop using the AI chatbot Claude. Pentagon says it has officially informed Anthropic leadership the company and its products are deemed a supply chain risk. More details, srnnews.com.